Blog Talk Radio.
Are you guys ready for this show? 2-3 or not 2-3 some?
Yes, yes I am.
This, it was guaranteed to be a hot topic because if I had Dr. Foolish on, it had to be hot. So I'm just going to play a quick song. We're going to see if one more guest is going to show up, and then we will get right on into it, okay? You guys ready for this?
Yes, I am.
All right.
I'm looking for a partner, someone who knows.
Okay, are you guys ready?
Yes,
I was born ready.
Okay, cool. We have Saint and we have comedian Dr. Foolish on the line. Saint, tell us what you do and tell us what your title as creative director, what you do as a creative director.
All right, well, everybody, I'm Saint Jemele. I'm owner and creative director for Saint Entertainment, as well as Saints Angels. Saint Entertainment is basically an advertising agency. To sum it up in a nutshell, imagine if you were, well, you have a product or you have a launch of something that you want to do, and you need someone to help with that campaign and help with the creative side of launching that campaign or the advertisement,
mm-hmm.
I'm that person that you would go to. So, for instance, if Coke Zero wanted to promote or do a new launch, a new branding for Coke Zero,
so they will
you can hire me and, yeah,
okay,
and I will have come
cool.
up with the idea and the branding, so on and so forth.
Okay, cool. Thank you so much for that. All right.
No problem.
All right. And now we have the one and only comedian, Dr. Foolish. What's up, Dr. Foolish? How you doing?
Y'all start clapping like y'all know me.
We do know you. What you talking about? You are worldwide. Matter of fact, are you on tour right now or?
Yes, I'm right now here in Miami. Just got back from Toronto. In Miami, getting ready for this Pepsi Funk Fest this weekend.
Okay.
I'll be performing both Friday and Saturday. For
mm-hmm.
the after party for that, I'm the official host for the after party for
All
both
right.
venues down south. But I've just been doing what God set out for me to do, and that just touch people in all different types of ways,
mm-hmm.
physically,
cool.
spiritually, emotionally, financially,
all right.
touch you some kind of way.
Oh, well, okay. That sounds good to me. It sounds great to me. Now, I want to thank you so much because I know both of your schedules are so busy, and I've been trying to get Dr. Foolish on for a minute, so I feel privileged that he finally made it to the Don't Be Salty show. Dr. Foolish, what we usually do on my show is, you know, I just throw out some lighthearted questions, and we just get some answers to them. Usually, I'm in a venue, and we sit around the table, and if we don't like what you say, we just, like, throw a little salt on each other. But, you know, here we just, you know, and I can't even find my salt. But we just talk, and I say that we don't need Kleenex or Dr. Phil because I have comedians and salt shakers. So that's how we go.
That's what's up.
But, yeah, tonight, my subject is 2-3 or not 2-3 some. Whoa. Are you guys ready for this?
Hey.
Let me ask you. 2-3 or not 2-3 some. Yes. Uh-huh.
Wait, what real quick, I just got my business partner and my talent, Randy Stewart, is actually getting ready to call in if you want
okay,
to wait
okay.
a second before she gets on.
Well,
she
gets
can on
actually
line.
Call in. I see her coming in right now. Randy, are you there?
I'm there.
Thank God you're there, Randy, because I need another female on this panel. How you doing, Randy?
I'm good. How are you?
Good. Now tell us where you're calling from and tell us a little bit about what you do.
Portland, Oregon, clear across the map. And
uh-huh.
A model. I act. I songwrite, design. I got my hands in a little bit of everything, you know. I stay
okay.
busy.
That's cool. That is cool. Well, thank you so much for joining us on the Don't Be Salty show. Now, Randy, I just asked the gentleman, tonight's topic is sizzling hot, 2-3 or not 2-3. And I was just saying yes or no. That is the question. 2-3 or not 2-3, some. What do you guys say? Don't everybody speak at once.
Me, okay, so me, I'm open to it. I'm open to it. I've been in them before.
Okay.
I've been in a threesome before. Actually, I was quiet as kept. I was in one earlier this year for my birthday. So,
what?
That was pretty fun.
Whoa.
It got way out of hand that night.
Oh, my goodness. Okay.
Yeah, I saw the photos.
Now, let me explain to my audience. that this is adult conversation. We are unfiltered. We are not politically correct. We are online, so they're going to say anything. I hope the kitties are in bed. I don't, you know, I hope the kids are not listening to this because they will find out that Faint is free. Okay? So, so say, you saying that you had, now, so are you saying that it's a cool thing to do, or, like, do you have any regrets, or, like, what do you say about that? You know,
no,
what was your experience?
I don't have any regrets. I think as long as there's a understanding amongst all parties of what the roles and what's taking place here. Like before, to how I ended up in my threesome on my birthday was kind of funny. And if you want, I'll sum it up a bit. I had a kind of a party, and I had a couple of girls that I've already known and kind of messed with there, and I was just like, I'm single, I can do whatever I want to. So at the end of the night, it's my birthday and I'm partying. If I decide to do something with somebody, that's my choice. So one situation turned into, like, we had a lot of drinks, you know, we were partaking in marijuana and things like that, and, you know, things just got out of hand, and I went upstairs to go mess with one chick, and another chick wanted me, and I was just like, hey, this is what it is. I'm going to go with this one. You can either come or you can sit here. You can go home. It's up to you. But understand,
oh,
if you
walk
into the room, what's going to go on? And I told the other one, hey, I got this one. I told her this. She may pop up. So if you're not comfortable with it, hey, we got to work something out here. Everybody was okay.
Oh, okay.
So,
I was just, about to call
her
my sister. I'm listening to all this shit he talking about he doing. He's a production consultant, and this nigga got everything going on. Nigga, you ain't shit. I swear you ain't shit. I swear I was just finna call my sister. Hope you listening to this young black nigga on the radio. All this shit together.
Right.
But he out here having threesomes and shit.
After working as hard as I do, I deserve a little fun at least once a year.
Wow.
I ain't calling him no more. That one phone call ain't got to make tonight. The same ain't shit, y'all.
Oh,
he ain't shit.
So what do you say, Dr. Foolish? Do you say yes or no to a threesome?
It's tough. I mean, it all depends on what kind it is. You know what I'm saying? Like, is it with somebody that I'm in a relationship with, or is it just
it's
a random threesome?
Yeah, completely. You know, at all? Is it, you know, your choice?
Well, first and foremost, you got to have two people worth of dick to do it. You can't be doing no threesome if you just got a dick just enough for one person.
True.
So you got to come in with enough to please both of them. That's for starters. And secondly, like Saint said, it's a level of understanding, because, like, if I'm doing this with somebody that I care about and I love, women are a little more emotionally attached. So what if, you know, you bring another woman to the table and she like what's being presented, now you got an issue. So that's why my first question was if this was just a random threesome or whatever the case may be. But like he said, he summed it up best. Like, it's understanding. You got to have understanding. And you got to have enough dick for both of them girls. But you can't be, it kind of like wishy-washy, because I know you're going to say something different. I know y'all finna come with something different. My girl can't bring no dude. No, you can't bring no dude.
Hell
from
no.
My, nah. See what I mean? So that would understand the lies.
So you're saying as long as they can handle the situation, that it's cool. It should be all good.
Of course, because it could be the start of something beautiful, or like they said, one night of pleasure can be a lifetime worth of pain. And you can start something that's hard to get out of. Because women are more emotionally attached when it comes down to sex.
And
I won't say so much for men. But women are much more.
And that's why I'm glad I have Randy on. Randy, I just got both of their opinions. Randy, what say you as my female panelist?
Well, I totally agree with them saying understanding, of course.
Okay.
Coming from
so you're cool with the threesome?
No, I wouldn't. Me personally, I'm not down with it. but I'm not against it. You know what I'm saying? I'm not judging nobody that's with that, you know. And that's just because of how I was raised and where I come from. I don't think it's okay to bring another woman in the bedroom. But again, you know, I think, like, women are more territorial. And I say that to say, like, a woman is going to be okay with that. I think the woman should be more open to bringing the person, because I think women look at it more like, why'd you choose her? And I think, like, and if it's a person that the man's in a relationship with, I think they can turn that into, like, a situation. And then women, we like to nag and find a reason to be like, oh, her and why her, and you know what I'm saying? But some women are okay, with that.
I see what you're saying.
So I mean, that's if you're in a relationship with that man.
Right, right. So you're saying as just as, you know, how women are in general, it will carry over into that situation.
It possibly can if this is a person that are, you know, you're a man that's in a relationship with and he cares about. And, you know, like the other guy said, you know, women are more emotionally attached. But if there's some chicks that want to have fun, there are women that just want to have some fun and they don't feel down for whatever.
That makes sense, Randy. I appreciate that. That makes some sense.
But Randy. Who's upbringing? What mama telling their daughter to have a threesome?
That ain't the
topic of discussion. Like when you 13, 14 years old, and your mama be like, you know, if you gonna do it, you gotta bring the girl that you want to bring it to her. I don't think it has anything to do with upbringing.
That's like a grown woman conversation.
Yeah, but you said as far as your upbringing.
Your
upbringing ain't got nothing to do with your sexual choice. It has not, like, because your mama can raise you to be a Christian woman, and then you fall in love with a Muslim, or you fall in love with a Jew. Like, I just don't think upbringing has anything to do with when it comes out to the bedroom.
Personally, the woman that I am today has a lot to do with how I was brought up.
No, I'm not saying not as the woman that I'm saying in general with sex.
I think I know what he's saying, Randy. He's saying that even though your upbringing has a lot to do as to how you are as a person, when it comes to this particular situation, it really doesn't have anything to do with, like, your preference or what you want to do, sort of speak, or the freak in you.
Exactly.
Well, I mean,
like, you gonna say my mama? Well, my mama fuck him. I think I would. I think I'll fuck him too. Like, nobody does that. Nobody does that.
No, I'm saying.
So you're saying this is, like, completely separate?
I'm saying, like, far as, like, the woman that I am in the bedroom, I still think that this is for that man only. Like, all that, you know, bringing somebody else in the bedroom and all like that, to me, like, I don't think that's a no-go for me.
I salute you for that, but I'm just saying, I just don't feel like the upbringing has anything to do with sex at all, period.
I kind of see where both of you coming from.
Cause if I look, my dad and my mom not together, and then I see a girl or a woman that my daddy don't been with, and I be like, dang, what my daddy was thinking? I wouldn't have fucked up if I was my daddy, or my daddy would say, oh, if I was you, I wouldn't do that. Like, I just don't think your upbringing. I think your upbringing got more to do with your morals and how you perceive yourself as a person.
Of sharing my man with myself and not, I don't know. I mean, I understand.
But it's behind closed doors. Yeah. Don't be talking.
Okay,
So let me see. So if we were in person at the show, Randy would probably be shaking some salt on y'all just like this, because we shake salt on each other. So she's not feeling the threesome. So let me ask you guys this. Now, seeing that Randy is not feeling it, what could be the pros and cons of doing a threesome, since you guys are cool with it? You know what I'm saying? What could be some of those the cons of that?
The kind of it in my is that the understanding gets lost somewhere down the line, and either the guy messes up and starts going for the other chick, or the chick starts going for the other chick, or something like that.
Heck
you know,
no.
me, it's I'm not too much worried about a threesome. If it comes along, it comes along. You know what I'm saying? Like, I think I'm like this. As a matter of fact, I think I heard somebody say something that was funny as hell, but I think also was real at the same time. And I think I heard it on the last time I was on the show, Racina, that I listened in. But it was like, if you have, if it's 7 days out the week and you got two women, on Sunday, you better keep it yourself and take that as your own personal day, because if you sit there and you go spend 3 days with one, 3 days with the other, and then you turn around and spend an extra day with the other one, that other one's going to get mad. And it's going to be, if you can't balance it out and that understanding is not there, it's over. Now, as Foo said, at the end of the day, it could be the start of something beautiful or the start of something bad. And those are the wrong kinds at the end of the day. It's just what you got to do is I think if you're the type of person that is into threesomes and you know, then having another lover in the bedroom, best bet is when you start getting into a relationship and feeling somebody, just fly out and say, hey, look, this is what it is. If you're with it or not, and find somebody else that fits. Because there's a lot of swingers and this and that. You know, there's a lot of people that fit to that lifestyle. Go find one of them.
But,
don't take another chick, mess her head up, and then by the time I get her,
so you think
she all screwed up in the head.
Right, so you think that. Now, on the other hand now, I heard Dr. Fuller say that it's going to keep your mate happy. So you think that if your mate wants that, Dr. Foolish, that you should do that to keep your mate happy?
Well, it's like a glass half full, glass half empty, you know, that type of scenario. Like, because sometimes you could fall in love with the wrong person, and then you get put in a situation, especially if you're married to that person, that, okay, I'm willing to do whatever it takes to keep my mate happy because I don't vow under God to be there through sickness and health and, you know, the vows. But at the end of the day, that person can be so – women can be a little submissive when they want to be.
I just have somebody has some background noise. Somebody got some water on.
Sounds like somebody bathing.
Yeah, who's
no, we're not talking about it, next to the tub.
But she don't want to have no threesome. But she taking a bath. You get your priorities together.
Now we don't even know if it's her. But
I'm sorry. It gotta be her because it ain't me.
I don't like that.
Hey, look, that's my business partner now, but I'm not biased at all.
Yeah, and I don't like the bass.
You ain't gonna have no threesome.
So, I like to take a shower. That was a bath.
So you guys are admitting that there are pros and cons to this.
It's pros and cons to everything.
Yeah.
Right, right.
It's,
so now when I first asked the question. Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. Now go ahead.
No, what I was going to say is when I first asked the question, Dr. Foolish did say, you know, when I said 2-3 or not 2-3 something, he said, well, what type? You know, is it somebody you know? Is it somebody random? Is it a stranger? So do you think that matters? And when you have somebody else that joins you in the bedroom, is that inviting another person into the intimacy of your relationship, or is it just the bedroom, and then when the bedroom is done, that's it? You know what I'm saying? What do you guys think?
That's gonna be a funny wake up. Like, it's going to be crazy when we wake up. Like, because if it's something that just happened, if it wasn't planned and it's just something that happened, like, we got to look at each other differently when we wake up the next morning. Like, what did we do? Like, how did we even get in this situation? But then it go back to, like, it's just, this is a crazy topic, man. This is like, you can lose somebody trying to please somebody.
Right.
Like, if you feel like you find out this ain't the person that I really fell in love with, like, this nigga's
that
a freak. My mama liked this nigga.
True.
Like,
that's deep, though.
Like, my mama liked him. Like, he go to church. He on the deacon board. Like, I mean, like, you fooled a lot of people. Like, Like, I can't even call my sister by Saint no more. He ain't shit. Like, your whole
person. Look, that was just my birthday. If you know half of the other stuff, man.
See what I mean?
You?
That's the crazy part.
Where's my salt shaker when I need it? Oh my God.
But that's the crazy part.
Let me ask you guys this. Because you're saying that it will invite intimacy into your relationship, some unwanted intimacy, whether it's, you know, the other mate, your mate and the other person or not.
Yeah, because what if I, like Randy was saying, if she was willing to do it, it would be somebody that the woman would have to pick. Or, because in the back of your head, you're thinking like, okay, man, you've been together 4 years and you just not talking about this. Now there's some insecurity. There's some kind of doubt that makes you want to think.
Right.
Like,
right.
How long you been feeling like
women
this?
Women always going to think that. See, like, the thing with women, like, we going to voice our opinion. I feel like with a lot of men, men really don't like to do it, I think, just because it's like they going to seem weak if they say, like, oh, what you don't, what's wrong with me and all that. But women will be like, you know, do I need to work out? Like, is it this, is it that?
Right. Yeah.
Women will do that.
Like,
no,
why do you want to do a threesome all of a sudden?
Yeah,
that's what I'm saying. All of a sudden, now it's 4 years, and now you just want a threesome, and then he want to pick the woman, too? Are we going to die?
Oh,
weird.
Heck no.
That's one of my points is, when you decide to do a threesome, okay, now unless y'all go out and pick it together, whoever y'all pick, even if y'all pick it together, it's always whoever is
picked,
whoever spots that person first. Yeah, whoever spots that person first always has a bigger attraction to that person than the other. So if I was to go out, and even if me and my girl say, hey, you know what? Yeah, baby, let's spice it up and let's get a threesome and da-da-da-da. All right, cool. Now we got to find a girl. The only way we're going to find a girl is either, A, I say, hey, what about her? Or she says, hey, what about her? After that first sight and that person points out, I already have a attraction to her. Now I need to convince you that she's the one. So now if I go into this, I'm a thinker. I'm a logical thinker. So that's why I look into, like, okay, if I'm already, I have it back in my mind. That's why I'm like, I'm not too keen on threesomes. But if it happened, it happened. It has to be a clear understanding at the end of the day, because she goes and picks her. It may be in my mind like, you know what, this chick may end up, you know, stealing my chick. And if her tornado, if you get a lesbian chick or something like that, and they know how to use that tongue better than you, hey, bro, you're done. So you don't take that into consideration.
You know what? You see, now you already know, if we was at the show, I'd be putting some salt on you, Saint.
Hey, it ain't happened to me, but I know some dudes that decided to go have threesomes and this and that, and got their chick stolen by another chick.
She was already gay, though. She was already gay.
Hey,
she was already like that.
Regardless of whether she already was or not, another chick took your chick. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter.
But
now, let me ask you guys
something,
because that brings in to question something else. You know, I always play devil's advocate. Let me twist it up a little bit. Now, if we're assuming, we're just talking in general terms that it's a male-female relationship. Now, what if that, you know, the male obviously wants another female. What if that male wants another male? Or what if that female wants another male? Or what if that, you know, vice versa? So what happens then? When you say the guy
rules, that's the thing, the same rules still apply. It's just because sexuality or whatever.
But no, but are you going to agree with that? Are you going to agree with that? You know, your girl says, well,
that better not come out of her damn mouth at all. Mm-mm. That's not even a thought.
She was like,
are you serious?
You can tell the story in your mouth. No.
But look,
I don't even dress out in this.
She did that to make you happy.
No.
Exactly.
So,
ain't that
my
happiness in the world.
I did that to make you happy. Now, this is what I want to do, baby.
Here's the thing. This is how my conversation would go. If I wanted to have a threesome, I would say, hey, babe, I'm kind of open to have a threesome. I want to have a threesome. And she turns around and says, well, if I have a threesome with another woman, you got to have another threesome with me and another man.
But
well,
she might,
cool. No
she might not
at all
be feeling
then.
That until, like, maybe a year later or something. Or maybe she might
that
go
ain't my fault.
Well,
we agreed upon this. You should have said that then. You didn't say that then. Now, you can bring it up a year later. I'm not with it. Just because you did this, you didn't those were the terms
you,
when we agreed upon
gonna
this.
You're going to turn into a pillar of salt tonight.
I can tell you, I can tell you right now, it's a big no. I'm very uncomfortable. I don't even dress out in the locker room at the gym. I would change in my car. I don't want to be around no man that ain't got on no goddamn clothes. If that's the deciding factor to us having a threesome, I can tell you right now, no. I'm going to just cheat on you like I've been doing. No, it ain't going to happen.
Okay, after I put a little bit of salt on you guys, why is it okay for a woman? Why should a woman be comfortable with that then?
Why should you guys draw for threesomes? It's not a thing of whether or not it's okay if we're okay with it together.
You can't force
a person into a threesome. You can't
right.
At the end of the day.
They have a choice.
You chose to be in this threesome and sleep with me and another woman. Think to sleep with you and another man. That's not my fault.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? Now,
so,
that's plain and simple.
You know what? So you.
Because I'm telling you right
cool.
now, the bitch gonna come at me. I'm telling you right now. So this what you like? I'm telling you right now. The bitch gonna come at me. It ain't gonna be no comfortable threesome. I'm telling you right now. I'll be standing right there. I'll be like I'm the goddamn director. No, you sucking it too long. Bitch, come out. No. I can't do it. It ain't gonna happen. Not in this lifetime. It ain't gonna happen. I don't even like to watch porn when it's two guys and a girl. It's kind of scary to me.
Right.
I don't like gang bang porn. Like I don't like it.
Yeah.
So I know I would be very uncomfortable. Cause
one plane on a tick and that was it. I didn't like it.
Cause
some kind of way,
the two men are gonna touch. They're gonna touch, and I don't want you touching me. Stop.
But it's
don't
okay
do that.
For women to touch. Now listen, I have some callers on the line. Callers, if you
the women don't have
if you
touch.
Want listen callers, if you want to put your two cents in, if you want to give some advice or ask a question to my panelists, please press number 1 and we will get to you. Press number 1 caller and we will get to you and we will have you live on the air. Now, before I go, and we got two people that are ready to say something to you guys. Before we go any further, I just want to remind everybody that we have comedian Dr. Foolish on, we have model Randy Stewart on, and we have St. Humalian on. He's the creative director for St. Angels. We're going to hit one song real quick, and then we're going to come back with some callers. All right, you guys cool? You still with me?
Yep.
Yeah. Yeah.
All right, so we're going to come right back and just check out a song real quick, and we're going to answer these questions.
Cool beans.
We are tip the Henny for the day, baby. Bad man, we not stray, baby. Oops, I done fell for your way, baby. Everyone Come my way, baby. Top down on the highway, baby. And if you let me love you, shorty, she ain't even got a visa. Out of town, one night teaser. Need to tell them other niggas these hoes. I'm falling, but everyone falls. And I know from the first time I see your love, you got me, baby. Even though, girl, I know that I would fall for you. You got to know that everyone falls. Oops, I done fell too deep, baby. Oops, I think you got me, baby. Oops, I want you for me, baby. I'm falling, but everyone falls in love sometimes. I don't know about you, but it ain't a crime. If you let me love you, love you, love you, love you for a long time, baby. If you let me touch and if you let me love you till the morning.
Okay, we are back. The topic for discussion is 2-3 or not 2-3 some. You guys still with me?
Yes, ma'am.
Yep, yep.
Okay, yep. Okay, cool. Now, listen, are you guys ready? Because we have some people that are hanging on ready to ask some questions or give their advice or whatever it may be. Now, callers, if you're ready to speak, if you want to say something, press the number 1, and that will be equivalent to you raising your hand to speak, all right? So, basically, what you guys are saying is that I should have changed the topic of my show to not 2-3 or not 2-3 some, but to 3 or not 2-3 some in a limited fashion. Because you guys are saying that it's cool as long as it's two females, but if you're significant other says something about another male, then you're not cool with it anymore.
Well,
is that right?
Well, that yeah, that's me specifically. Now, this is what I feel as far as the relationship. I think too many people are basing their relationships off of what society and what everybody else thinks that their relationship should be. At the end of the day, your relationship is what the hell you want it to be. You know what I'm saying? So if that means, God forbid, and it's just an example, but if you okay, you feel like you got a good man and he keeps stepping out on chicks or whatever, maybe open up to maybe the threesome thing, or maybe that's not the guy. And if that's your type of thing, out swinging or letting your man do whatever, or you out doing whatever, like if people want to have an open relationship, that's their business. You know what I'm saying? You do that and y'all be happy and live a prosperous life together. Don't worry about what everybody else thinks. I think everybody
now,
else
you know,
I'm going to
throw some salt on
feel.
You right now, Saint, because you kind of totally went off the topic. Now, but you did answer it. You said that you are not having it if it's two guys, point blank, period.
Yeah, I'm not, but
right.
if somebody else wants to,
that's cool.
Yeah, go ahead,
okay.
Do it. Have a blast.
I'm not watching my girl get nailed. I'm just not. It's just not happening.
Okay.
It's a man thing. We're gonna agree to disagree on a lot of things, especially when it comes down to that. Because our upbringing be different.
Okay. So you're
but
saying
you,
that.
A shade now. I'm calling
shade.
Shade.
Yeah.
You want your girl to watch you bang out another chick, though, right? But you can't handle the fact that another man is hitting your girl. That's not fair. That's double standard.
No. I can handle it. I just don't want it. So at the end of
now
the day, you know, I don't want it. So that's deciding factor. If you, I don't want this. So if you decide to go do this, then we can't do anything. We can't be together.
Mm-mm.
You know what I'm saying? Now
shaking
she tells
my
me
head.
She don't want a threesome. It ain't nothing that I can do about that.
So
yeah.
Saint, let me ask
so
you this: if
see.
You was
I
with
got
a girl
on the line, uh huh.
Okay.
Let me just see what this caller is gonna say. Now, caller, I have a caller. If you want to speak, press number 1. If you did not mean to speak, press number one again, and you would be taking off. But right now, it looks like you want to talk. Caller, you are live on the Don't Be Salty show. This is Racine Tides. The topic is to three or not to threesome. Are you there? Hello?
Hello?
Yes, hi.
Hello?
Caller, you're on the Don't Be Salty show. Do you want to, did you want to speak?
Yeah, I want to speak.
Hey,
what do you
hi, what's your name?
My name is Archie.
It's what?
Archie.
Hey, Archie, how you doing?
What's going on?
So, Archie, have you been listening in, and what do you think? 2-3 or not 2-3 some? What do you think about what they've been saying?
Oh, we got the three.
You said
three.
We have to?
Yeah.
Okay, but Archie, now have you heard what they said, though? They said they're cool with their girl and another female, but if your girl wants to invite another man into the bedroom, it's a no-go. What do you say?
I got to agree with them on that. But if my dick bigger than his, then it's all good. But if that's the only way I can do it. My dick bigger than his. Oh, we all for this shit.
Oh, my God.
Don't get your little sweaty balls on me. But we're going to, do this. But, nigga, I'm the king dingling in this motherfucker. Go first, because when I get through with this bitch, oh, my God.
Oh, man. Oh,
Archie,
my God.
Where do we find you from, Archie?
Yeah.
I'm from St. Lickerdale.
This man said if his dick bigger.
Yeah, all of my dick bigger.
So,
if my dick ain't
so once again, it's under limited circumstances that you will agree to this.
Right.
Okay.
That's the only way. That's the only way I'm agree to it. Now, if I come and he said his shit bigger than mine, it's a no go. Hell no. No.
Now let me ask you this, Archie. So, any other circumstances is cool as long as that's not the case. So it doesn't, everything. So what could possibly be some pros or cons, Archie, if you do this, whether it's a guy or a female or whatever? What some pros and cons do you feel to inviting someone else into your bedroom?
To me, it ain't no pros and cons.
No?
Ain't no.
It's just,
nah.
If it happens, it just kind of happens?
Yeah, it is what it is.
It is what it is. Okay. Thank you so much, Archie. Where are you calling in from, Archie? And how did you hear about
us? I just told you, woman, Fort Lickerdale. Fort Lauderdale, Florida. Is you listening?
You know what, Archie? I don't usually do this to my calling guests, but I'm about to throw some salt all over you, okay?
You
saw me, Archie.
Throw it, baby. Throw it.
Thank you, Archie. Talk to you later.
All righty.
Okay, so I have another caller on the line who's ready to speak to you guys. Are you guys ready for this caller?
Yeah, I'm dead.
Okay. On live with the Don't Be Salty show, all about relationships. Tonight we are talking about 2-3 or not 2-3 some. Caller, have you heard my crazy guest, and what do you say to them? Hello, caller, are you there? Okay, I do have a caller in the line, but we're having a little bit of difficulty hearing him. If you're there, caller, we're going to give you another chance, or unless you want to call back in. Can you hear me, caller?
Hello, can you hear me?
Yes. Hey, caller, hey, you're on the Don't Be Salty show. Tonight's topic is to three or not to threesome. What do you say about what my guests have been saying? How do you feel about it?
I've heard all the comments, and I just think the whole thing is a slippery slope. I mean, it's something that most men fantasize about, and to be honest, women, there's a lot of women that fantasize about it. But I think it's almost like there's an unwritten rule that, okay, mm-hmm. as long as we don't have any emotional attachments, if you're a dude and you know a female that you're cool with and, you know, mm-hmm. y'all are down with it, then, okay, cool. And then the other rule is usually if somebody, if it's somebody that you're seeing and y'all agree to do this, typically the rule is, you know, you choose somebody that is not in your normal circle, like maybe somebody you know that lives out of state or something. However, my personal opinion is it's just a slippery slope that most people fantasize about but cannot emotionally mm-hmm. handle, because once you open up that can of worms, you're
right,
really opening up the window to your soul. And a lot of people are not even – and I ain't trying to diss my brothers, but a lot of men especially are just not that in touch with their emotions. And so and with their feelings, I don't mean to say the F word on the show, but feelings, most men are not.
Right. Now, caller, let me say this. You sound like you pretty doggone experienced. Caller, do you have any personal experience with this? Would you like to tell?
Is it just something
that you've noticed over the years?
Yeah. Well, no, here's the deal. I am experienced in a lot of social dynamics, and, you know, I won't self-promote in parentheses too much, but, you know, I host my own relationship that I've had like about 8 years. So I'm very comfortable talking about issues, and I started the forum basically because I've dealt with a lot of social issues and relationship issues. And so, yeah, I've had experience in this situation, and I've seen other people try to deal with it, you know, and it's almost like if I have a lady, especially if it's my lady or my wife, and for whatever reason I bring another female or male into that, that's breaking that circle. That's breaking that circle of emotion. And once you start, you know, it feels cool in the moment, but then whatever's in that third person's spirit is now entering into both of your spirit.
True.
You know,
amen. That's a good point. Good point.
And typically if a person agrees to come into a situation like that, let's say if it's myself and my wife or my lady, and we say, okay, we're going to bring in another female. First of all, typically any woman who's going to agree to come into a situation like that and share in another woman's relationship, usually she's going to already have some kind of psychological or emotional issues, whether it's, you know, whether it's been hurt or been broken or just been hurt so much that she's just willing to experiment with anything. I've talked to several women in my life, or quite a few women, and I noticed a little pattern. Typically when a woman goes through a serious relationship breakup or divorce, a lot of times they go through this little phase where they say, hey, I'm usually a woman of standards or a pretty good girl, so to speak. But it's like, but during that period, I just did whatever. I mean, I've heard stories
so
of women who say, hey,
that
I just went to the club and hey, I acted like I lost my keys and asked this guy to come back to my house to help me break in my house.
What?
And he had two guys with him, and we just all went to, I mean, I've heard some crazy stories from women who were in broken situations and
so
just kind of was.
Saying,
so
caller,
now chances are
that
third
you're
person
that
you
that
bring
other
in.
Person? Right. Well, listen, caller, you're saying that other person that they have invited to the threesome, they have some little issues of their own previous.
Usually,
regardless.
Yes, but. Yes,
okay.
Usually.
Now,
and they may not be walking around acting or psychotic. A lot of times we
but
disguise
it just will come out.
Our biggest problem under the guise of having fun.
Right. Let me ask these panelists, what do you guys think about that? But before I ask you that. Yeah, you agree? That's cool. Let me ask you this, because like I said, I play devil's advocate, and I'm going to switch it up as many times as I can switch it up. If this was a lemon, I would make as much different types of lemonade possible. So let me ask you this. If somebody came to one of you guys, because you guys said, oh, no, I don't want
you know, my girl to have, you know, two men or whatever. But what if somebody came to you and they said, you know what, my girl wants to do this, and, you know, and you've been eyeing this girl for a minute, and they said, would you be that third party? Would you guys participate at that point in time? And thank you so much, caller, for calling in.
You're welcome.
Would you, you know, if that was somebody that you had your eye on, would you say, I might just, you know, switch up my own little rules because I want to get with that girl for a moment, even though you know, a guy that I know, his girl?
So, foolish, definitely don't have your sister contact me, but I've been in that situation. and I did what I wanted to do, and I did it. So, you know, it was two lesbian girls, and they wanted the real thing. So I was like, all right, whatever, cool.
This man ain't shit is ridiculous.
If it was,
we need to bring him back on the ain't shit topic.
But look, this is what I'm saying, Saint. If it was a guy, if it was somebody that you know, a guy, and he said, you know, I need help with my girl, and you've been checking her out, you know, on the low, would you then say, well, you know what, I'm going to go back on my word about the two guy thing, and I'm going to go ahead and help them out?
Nah.
You know, he
I could. No. I've been doing that too, and I can't do that. That'd be me entering their bond and messing up their bond, and I don't want to interfere with that.
So Saint said no. And Randy, if somebody came to you and said, oh, you know, I need help saving my relationship, whether it's a female or guy or whatever, and they want you to be the participant, but it's for the good of the relationship, would you then say, well, you know what, I might just, you know, lower my standards this one time and try to help them out? What would you do?
No, I still say no. I tell them
you
handle
still say
that
no,
on their
even
own.
Though
especially
it's not...
if it was a friend. Especially if it was a friend that came and was like, you know, we know you, blah blah blah. Nah, I'm good with that.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want to be a partner.
You would, even I'm if good. It's not your relationship, you're still like, I'm good. I'm leaving that alone.
Yeah, I'm gonna let them do their thing.
All right. What about you, Dr. Foolish? If somebody said, hey, you know, I just want to save my relationship, yada yada yada, would you be a participant for one night? What would you do?
No, I can't do it. The loyalty is everything. Like, you're going to get some type of attachment. And we can't never be friends no more. It's just impossible.
Okay.
Like, maybe you got people out there that can do stuff like that, but, like, once you fuck me, you can't unfuck me. You know what I'm saying? Like, so it's like, we're going to always have that.
So it's like a done deal.
Yeah, like, you know we getting married. Yeah, you know I fucked it. You know, like, it's just like, it can't. I won't never look at
you
it like that.
You can't undo that. You can't unsee that.
We predators. You know what I'm saying? We prey on our prey, and once you get that taste of that meat, or you get your prey, and it's like we feel dominant, like no matter what. And even if it was that one night, and I don't know if I'm speaking for Saint, but every female that any guy ever dealt with sexually, we always in the back of our head feel like we can always get it. Whenever we want, again.
Oh, okay.
We always feel that way.
So that always.
Yeah, I have that bad complex.
Yeah, we always feel like that.
Because you said you would not do that, you would not participate if somebody came to you and asked for your help or whatever. What if they said, by the way, Saint or Dr. Foolish or Randy, there's money involved, and it's a substantial amount of money. It was enough so that, you know, it would take care of a few things that you've been trying to take care of. Would you then reconsider?
I still couldn't do it. I've been offered that, so I still couldn't do it. I still didn't do it.
Yeah, how much have you been offered, though?
The most was like $5,000.
Okay, so
and
what if they said,
it
you know, it's going to be like
but...
50 or 55?
I couldn't do it because it's just, I think there's some cost to me. Yeah.
Okay.
Right now, I do
so
it for $100.
Wait a second.
Straight
$100.
I'll do it for $100.
You said you wasn't going to do it before. But you don't know
my situation. You don't know how much I need $100 right now. I'm a likable guy, and I can make new friends. Like, I'm a comedian. You know what I'm saying? Like, people like me. Like, I mean, it's a thin line between being broke and I got $100 to my name. Like, okay, bro.
Wait a second. You said $100. I'm thinking you're talking about $100,000. You said $100?
For $100,000.
Wait, which one are you saying you would do it for? $100 or $100K?
The number after 99, the one before 101. There ain't no K after it. $100. I'm telling you. Man, I'm telling you, all my friendships hanging on by like $100. Like $100.
Blowing up, man.
somebody get this man a GoFundMe. Go get this man a GoFundMe account.
You don't know my situation. He just offered me $100. Hell yeah. I'm going to be for income tax.
Okay, Dr. Foolish, let me ask you this. You said you would do it for $100. Now, is there an age limit? Does it matter? I mean, we're not talking about anything illegal. We're talking about up high. So, is there an age limit? If there was, like, somebody, Sonny, come help me out with this relationship.
No, it's 99 years old. Like, if both of our age, I'm telling you, like, a lot, like, being on the road a lot, there are a lot of, like, older women that always come to me after the show and stuff. And there was this older woman that stuck to me in Delaware. And she said, if we not over 100 together, then it's cool. Mm-hmm. So I'm at 35 right now. So if she's 65, then I'm fucking somebody grandma. I'm just telling you, somebody grandma.
Oh, my goodness.
Somebody grandma gonna get it. Because women take better care of themselves now. Some of the older women be looking better than the younger women. So it'd be like, I'm at that age now. Well, I'm 35. Like, if I have sex with a 25-year-old, that's appropriate. And if I have sex with a 50-year-old, it's still appropriate. Like, I'm at that age right now where I can go, you know, either lesser or greater than. Either way, we fucking, you know what I'm saying?
Now, let me tell you guys, I have to tell you guys that out of all my panelists, you guys have confused me the most, okay? Because when we first started, you guys were like, threesome. And then as we went on and I switched up a little bit, you're like, it ain't happening because we going to touch. So I am totally confused. I know that you guys said you will, be, you know, but there are limits to it. You're saying that there are cons to inviting someone into your bedroom because you're also inviting them into the intimacy of your relationship. I do have a couple of people that are still on the line. Callers, if you do want to, you know, have one more, if you want to voice your opinion before we go, press number one. And I will get to you. We will answer your question. If you press number one, that's equivalent to you raising your hand. So, callers, if you want to say something, press number one before we close out the show, and we will get to you ASAP. So basically, you guys are saying yes, but with limitations, right? Now, let me ask you guys, do you think that this threesome thing is a trend, or do you think that it's just something that, you know, people legitimately want to, you know, experience, or do you think it's just, like I said, like a trend or something, or what?
Well, I'm going to start out by saying, me too. I think you said you think it is? Yeah, because back in the, if you go back at least like 15 years, like people will think you was weird. You know what I'm saying, like, I ain't inviting nobody in my bedroom. I ain't with that nasty. That's nasty. But now I just think it's just so much, like, everything's so open now. Ain't nothing sacred no more. So when it's time to, like, inviting people into, like, relationships and stuff, like, a lot of people get caught up in, you know, into their favorite song or their favorite artist. And I'm not here because I don't know every woman on earth, but if Beyonce says something about it, it'll be popping.
Right, yeah, it's a trend.
Right. So I think it's so much a trend.
Okay, let me take this caller. We have a caller. Caller, are you there? You're live on the Don't Be Salty show. Hey, we're talking about 2-3 or not 2-3 some. What say you, caller?
Not 2.
Okay. Now, caller, I am so happy. Now, what's your name? Or you don't have to tell me your name because it's a, you know, touchy little topic. But
what do you feel about what my panelists were saying?
I'm with Dr. Foolish. Once you go that way, you don't want to go back. So
okay.
I say not do it. It's not, to me, it's not appropriate. And
mm-hmm.
some people probably feel like it is, but with Dr. Foolish, I'm gonna take his advice.
Okay. Okay, cool. Now, let me, and Carla, I'm so happy that you called because you're another female, okay? And I needed some more female opinions on here.
Would you go for money?
Oh, yeah. Would
How
you,
much?
Yeah. Would you go for money, Carla? No, wait a second, Carla. You said $100. Now, would that change your mind at all, Carla?
No, but if Dr. Fuller say $100, I think I'm going to have to go for that.
Oh,
you know what, Carla? Why am I throwing salt on all of my callers tonight? And this is a female.
Hey, she
so
knows
you're
she
saying,
I ain't got my 50 to tomorrow.
She must have been taking you out, Dr. Foolish.
Yeah, I ain't got my
wow.
50 to tomorrow. I ain't got my 50 to tomorrow.
Now,
you've
been out
year.
Here chasing rabbits, and you only have $50.
That's
now,
it. You're going to have to hit me on the income tight time. Income tight time.
It's,
I owe y'all.
Okay. Now, caller, do you think that
yeah.
this is a trend that people are going through, caller? You know, just the old, you know, the threesome thing. You think it's a trend, or you think that it's something legitimate that people are trying to do to, like, either spice up the relationship or fix the relationship? What do you think?
I think it's more of a trend now, but I think it's
uh-huh.
been happening all along. It's just open now.
Okay. Okay. Great. Great. Thank you so much for calling in, caller. We appreciate it. All right. Now I have cool. I have another caller that's on the line waiting to speak to you guys. Are you ready? Hey, caller, you are live on the Don't Be Salty show. We're talking about to three or not to threesome. How you doing? And what do you think about what my panelists have been saying?
Well,
are you there, caller? Uh-huh.
Hello.
Yes, hi.
Yes,
we're talking about to three or not to threesome. What do you say, yes or no?
I think it's, you know, what do you feel? You know, whether it's at the time, you know, the way things are trending nowadays, yes, I think it's kind of a trend because
mm-hmm.
what happened back not too long ago, they made homosexual marriage legal.
Oh,
so
okay.
what happened is it kind of screwed up the bisexuals. They're like, I can marry one or the other, but I can't get both, so why not go ahead and go three?
Interesting perspective, caller. So you're saying that, more or less, you're saying that it is a trend and that because of different things that are taking place in society, it made it more popular, shall we say?
Right.
Or okay, interesting. So what other perspectives do you have? Do you think there are pros and cons to inviting somebody into the bedroom, or do you think it's just like a random one-time thing and it won't really affect anything?
There's both pros and cons. On the con
okay.
side is like what happens is one of the partners will end up being turned towards one of the others more so than the other one, and then eventually they'll kind of try to kick the other one out. The pro on that, though, is, you know, when you got, let's say, I would never have a threesome with another guy and a girl, but
mm-hmm.
if I had two young ladies there, or older ladies, however it may be.
I'm throwing some salt on you, caller. Just want you to know. Okay.
They could keep each other company if I fall asleep.
What? You know what? But, okay, you're saying that if it was two females, they could keep each other company, or two of, you know, whatever your mate wanted, a two of the opposite sex or something.
Right. You know, however it ends up working out, you know, they can keep themselves company, you know, it's like
uh-huh.
maybe you got a cramp or something and you have to go take care of that.
Yeah, you're
now
going
call.
In.
You brought a whole other perspective into that. I'm glad, and thank you so much for calling, caller. We appreciate you tuning in. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Now that caller actually brought in a whole other perspective, because what if, you know, things go down in the bedroom and then you fall asleep? Now, what if you're, you know, the two other people, whether it's a guy or a girl or whoever that you agreed to, you know, get it on with, what if they are keeping each other company? Then what?
I don't sleep that hard.
I mean, as long as when I'm ready to jump in, you know what I'm saying, everybody still got energy, you know, but whatever.
You got it.
I don't see myself falling asleep in that situation.
No. Okay.
That is just, I'm not going to be the one to fall asleep first. I'm putting somebody to sleep. So
that's how that's
going to go.
I ain't gonna say I'm gonna put nobody to sleep. I ain't Chris Brown. She might have just woke up, you know. But with that being said, it just, I don't know. It's like I'm almost about to change my mind now, because she might enjoy it more than me, and then she might find out something about herself that she didn't know, and then you got a distraction in your relationship. And don't know, man, if you love somebody, you don't want to lose them. And it ain't into whatever sex it is. Because if you love them, whether you lost them to another woman or another man, you're going to feel bad. You can't go to work the next day and be like, man, Sheila left me for Keisha. Like, they're going to clown your ass.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? But if you go there and say, she left me for Frank, you can't tell them you invited Frank in your bedroom. They still going to clown your ass. So they're like, I don't know. I don't want to do it.
So it's just tricky all the way around.
I'm with Randy now. Well, I don't want to do it. I don't want
to
do it.
Now, look, I want to thank you guys so much for joining me tonight. I do have a few callers still on the line. Callers, we're about to close out the show, but if you want to speak, press number one, and we will get any last-minute comments in. Until then, I just want to say thank you to comedian Dr. Foolish for joining me. I know it's going to be crazy because Dr. Foolish is crazy. Now, tell us where you're on tour again or where you're at right now, Dr. Foolish.
Right now, I'm getting on down in Fort Lauderdale for the Pelt the Funk Fest for Friday and Saturday.
Okay.
I did want to say to any listeners, any of my fans, family members, supporters that called in or just phoned in to listen, man, I appreciate everything that you guys are doing for me in my career.
Yes.
I thank God for placing you guys.
I got hugs from everybody that called in. Because we had a few people call in from Florida, and I really appreciate them supporting you and supporting me as well. That's really cool.
Yeah, we all we got. And with Randy and Saint on the line, you can always, you know, give them my information, my phone number and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Like, if there's more camaraderie in this entertainment industry, and you put other people in positions to be leaders and to be philanthropists or humanitarians in their community, and we thrive as a people. And I've been preaching that since day one. I'm going to treat myself like I'm a millionaire everywhere I go. So it's on you whether you like me or not.
Exactly.
You know, I came from nothing, and I want to leave with saying this to all my callers, man. I ain't gonna let y'all down. My following is real. I didn't make a video that went viral. I'm consistent with my craft. I'm consistent with my comedy, and I'm consistent with my hard work. And I know that one day it's gonna pay off, and I'll be the face of stand-up comedy in the world, not only the United States but the world. And I'm from Belgrade, Florida.
The Foolish is in the house, y'all better recognize for real. Thank you so much for that. And now, and they can reach you on all social media through your name, Dr. Foolish, or what? How can they reach you?
Oh, they can reach me on Facebook under Ishmael. That's my first name, Ishmael, last name Nelson, or on Instagram, at Dr. Foolish. That's DrFoolish. And ladies, if you're listening, I don't have a period in my name. It's because I don't like them either. So that's how you can find me.
Goodness. You know what? I'm about to run out of salt with y'all.
I like that one. I like that one.
Saint, can you please tell everybody how you can how they can reach you on social media?
Yeah. You guys can follow me or friend me or whatever it's called on Facebook, Saint Humalien, SaintHumalien. You can also follow me on Instagram at King Saint Humalien, KingSaintHumalien. You can, if you have any projects or anything that you, you know, want a creative vision and things put together for, feel free to email me at SaintHumalien314@me.com. That's SaintHumalien314@me.com. Other than that, man, I want to salute comedian Dr. Foolish. You know, everything that he basically said was everything that I feel, everything that I stand for as well. So
right.
I salute him. I'll be looking and going to follow him sometime tonight or tomorrow.
Definitely.
And
definitely.
When I'm out in Florida, you know what I'm saying, you're out here, you have a show, I definitely try to come out and support. We all got to stand up and be unified and lift one another up. I think, you know, I think Randy had to leave. She had another meeting kind of set up.
So,
but if you guys want to contact
give,
her.
Everybody Randy's Instagram?
Yeah, her Instagram is rthediva723. That's RTHEDIVA 723 on Instagram.
Okay.
And on Facebook, her Facebook page is Randy Stewart, RANDISTEWART.
Okay, cool. Cool beans. Coolest beans ever. I want to thank you guys so much for joining me. Like I said, I had gotten sidetracked a little bit. We did the homeless for one night in front of the Atlanta City Hall. I want to thank Saint. He came out and supported. We did get a couple of people off the street that night, so that was a success. We also,
a couple of people got jobs that night too, right?
Yes, they did. Four people got jobs that night too. Yep. I also want to give a shout out to Kelvin K. Chill Harris. He's the one that that came up with that vision. You know, after I said something about, you know, homeless people, he was like, you know what? I want to present a challenge, and he came up with it. It was a success, and he also does have a sponsor, or rather a donor. Michael Baskin of the Baskin Law Firm is going to make a commitment of $5,000 at the beginning of the year to help get more people off the street. So shout out to both of them as well. But I want to thank you guys because you guys joined me tonight, and it was a hot topic. I got to have you guys on again. You know, this topic, I wasn't sure how.
What's happening, bitch? What's good tonight?
Because of the nature of the topic, but it turned out great. So I want you guys on again soon. I want to give a shout out to Maxine Jones, former founding member of InVogue, for giving me this platform to have my shows. Also, check me out. My website is thinkblessed.com. If you're looking for like an extra way to get some income, I got a few little things on there for you to do that. You can check out some of the shows that I'm doing, and you can also check out my book, Success Looks Good on Me. Other than that, I want to just, you know, thank all the callers and everybody for tuning in.
I want to.
You know what he's singing? I want to thank you guys for tuning in to the Don't Be Salty show. Tell everybody about it. Spread the word. I love my callers. I love my supporters. And we'll see you guys next time on Don't Be Salty, all about relationships.
Don't be salty.
grab your salt, take a seat. We ain't looking for a fight. Relationship questions gonna be answered all tonight. My panelists ain't analysts, ain't sweating your confessions. Comedians answering light-hearted questions. Gonna tell you my thoughts that's on my mind. If you don't like it, don't be salty. Where the salt you need on you? I said my auntie, you know this. Do you salty? Man, you so salty.
That's the phrase
that
just
makes the heart grow.
That's a lie.